a.m. here in studio with a candidate for Plymouth County District Attorney. It's Rahsaan Hall, and he is a Democrat and is running and is hoping for your vote this November. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Well, you've got quite a background, and I think folks would be interested to hear just some of the things you've done. I know that you are a former prosecutor, civil rights lawyer, and a reverend.
Yes, all of those things.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so after graduating law school, my first experience out of law school was actually down in Miami, Florida at the Dade County Public Defender's Office. But then for family reasons, I came back to Massachusetts and had an opportunity to work in the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. And I was there for 8 years. I started out in Dorchester District Court, handling any number of district court low-level offenses, but then was promoted to Superior Court, first to the Safe Neighborhood Initiative Unit, which was like the gang unit where I handled gun and drug cases and gang cases, and then to the Senior Trial Unit where I handled homicide cases as well as other complex litigation. From there, I moved on to the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, which is a civil rights organization that handled race and national origin discrimination cases, any number of matters from public accommodations discrimination, housing discrimination, employment discrimination matters, including police misconduct cases and voting rights cases. And from there, I then moved on to the ACLU of Massachusetts, where I was the director of the racial justice programming. And there was some litigation there, but mostly community engagement and policy advocacy in that role. And somewhere along the line, I went back to school, got my Master of Divinity degree, and was ordained a reverend in the African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Somewhere in your free time between doing all those other things.
Well, that's and raising a family. Yes.
Okay. That's pretty impressive. What's your philosophy about what you think this office should be as district attorney? You would be the top law enforcement official in the county.
Yeah, my philosophy is to have a criminal legal system that is based in restoration, transformation, and healing. My campaign platform is about reclaiming the spirit of justice. Dr. King once said that law and order exist to create justice, but when they fail in that, they become dams that block social progress. And we've seen too much of that with some of the injustices that exist within the criminal legal system, from racial disparities to wrongful convictions to unjust sentences and unsolved crimes. We can't call it a justice system when we see those types of problems, and so we're reclaiming the spirit of justice by focusing on meeting people's underlying needs, treating victims and survivors of violent crime with dignity and respect, and not just like a witness in a case, making sure that we're intentional about addressing racial disparities that exist in the system by collecting data and analyzing that data to make sure the policies and practices of the office aren't exacerbating the racial disparities that exist in society, making sure that we have more transparency and accountability so people know what is being done in our names as residents of Plymouth County, but also on our tax dollars as the residents of Plymouth County, and engaging the community. Those are the things that I seek to do. We want to take a harm reduction approach for folks who are struggling with substance use disorder and mental health issues to reduce the footprint of this criminal legal system that we've come to over-rely on, because of many of the underlying issues that lead people to being involved in the criminal legal system in the first place are things that have been unmet. And so to the extent that we can divert either resources or take a very narrow and efficient approach to addressing these issues, then we'll have better outcomes for our communities.
This almost sounds a little bit about like the philosophy that Rachel Rollins has. Do you agree with a lot of the things that she did in Boston?
I do. And one of the things that's troubled me in the conversation about so-called progressive prosecutors is that everybody points to all of these other cities like Chicago or San Francisco or L.A. or New York, where progressive prosecutors ran on a platform of diverting cases, not seeking cash bail, etc. And they've seen an uptick in crime. But two things. One, correlation doesn't equal causation. But the second thing is nobody looks at what happened here in Boston. And, you know, crime went down in Boston under those. And research showed that some of those policies, like the decline to prosecute policy, actually resulted in people being less likely to cycle back through the system. And so we've got to move away from the fear-mongering that a lot of folks in law enforcement do to scare people away from embracing some of these evidence-based approaches that get better outcomes for our communities.
In the current system that we have here in Plymouth County with the prosecutorial system, what do you think actually does work in that system?
Yeah, I think diversion is a very important approach. I think taking harm reduction approaches, some of that is within the purview of the DA, some of it is outside of that. You know, making sure people who are struggling with substance use disorder have their needs met. When we look at, you know, safe consumption sites, that creates an opportunity for somebody to get treatment instead of ODing in a McDonald's bathroom when they're inclined to already use drugs. Let's put them in a place where they're going to be safe. You know, those are some of the things that we need to the extent it's already happening, we need to increase the resources into that intervention in the lives of young people, getting them connected with community-based programming so that they're not burdened with a criminal record that sets them up for future failure.
Every couple of years, I've been here for over 30 years, we've covered some pretty high-profile murder cases, some of them pretty horrendous. What do you say about people like the Hannibal Lecters that are out there? How would you treat something like that? Would there be a different approach?
Well, I think that we have to... So two things. One, I think we have better outcomes when we invest more of our resources into dealing with those types of crimes. Two, I think those rare instances, and that's why they're on the news, is because they are rare, kind of tend to consume the headline and people's imagination to think that that's an overwhelming majority of what happens in our court system when it's not. And so to the extent that those cases come along where someone has done something heinous and horrific, we will certainly use the resources of the office to ensure that that person is prosecuted and can't harm people anymore. But I really want to work against the narrative that that is the overwhelming majority of the cases that are dealt with. Like 90% of cases that are prosecuted by the DA's office are district court cases, and it's not the murders, the rapes, the, you know, the carjackings. It's not those things.
What would it mean to the typical or the average voter here in Plymouth County if you got elected? What difference would they see or feel, or would they even know it?
For some people, particularly in poor communities and communities of color, they would see a sense of justice. For everyone else who is not touched directly by this system, either because they haven't been a victim of a crime or they don't have a family member or loved one or themselves have been ensnared in the system, is that there would be a greater sense of justice to know that your taxpayers, that your tax dollars are going to ensuring that we're getting better outcomes, that people who have committed harm or disruption in community are held accountable. And there's a difference between just punishment and accountability, because accountability, you're less likely to have someone come back and be a repeat offender, where you just punish someone that could destabilize their life and have them coming back into the system. And so seeing that your tax dollars are being well spent, not on wrongful convictions, not on lengthy sentences for people who have done minor things, or not wasting resources seeking the stiffest penalty on some of the most low-level offenses, clogging up the court and extending the lifetime of a case. And so those are some of the changes that people will see. And just knowing what the office stands for and what its positions are, having clear written policies and data collection that can be shared to show what some of the outcomes are.
What are three takeaways if people are driving now and listening? And here's this man, Rahsaan Hall, he's running for district attorney, he's a Democrat. What are the three things that I need to know as a voter about him?
So one, they need to know that I've done this work before. I've sat with families who have lost loved ones to murder. I've prosecuted homicide cases. I have a perspective on the work. I know what it is law enforcement does. I've gone out into the streets with them and handled these matters and seen what they're up against. And so I have that appreciation, but I've also been in relationship in community with people who have felt the harm of this system when it has dealt with them unjustly. And so that's a perspective that I'm going to bring to this work, my civil rights knowledge, my role as a minister ministering to families and advocating in communities. That gives me a nuanced approach to understanding how some of these things are different. Two is that I'm going to bring an evidence-based approach to all of the initiatives that I'm going to implement in the office. Some people would like to try to cast me as an ideologue or that I'm trying to bring in some left-wing ideologies, but the reality is everything that I'm talking about is as basis in evidence that it actually works. And to the extent that it doesn't get the results that we want, I'm open to the conversation with law enforcement and other community partners to make sure that we've we've got the best outcomes, and two, I have a deep abiding commitment to justice to make sure that everything that is done in the names of the residents of Plymouth County is done in a fair, just, and equitable way.
Tell me something unique about yourself, like an interesting hobby. Like, what you do in your free time? Are you like a champion hula hoop player?
Yeah, no, I.
Do you play bocce? Just something unique about yourself that we wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think my role as an ordained reverend and doing youth ministry is something that is unique about me over the last several years, and not so much lately, but really, you know, running a youth ministry in our church and really touching the lives of young people in a way to help guide their faith development. And that's something that is core to who I am, but also extends beyond my role as a minister and all of the advocacy work I've ever done as a prosecutor or as a civil rights attorney. I always made time to go and speak to young people to cast a vision of what their life could be and help them understand some of the opportunities that may exist for them or how they could change the trajectory of their life.
If people want to find out more about your campaign and what you're doing and your schedule and your events, do you have a website and Facebook page?
Yes, they can visit our campaign website, hallforda.com. That's Hall, H-A-L-L, the number 4, da.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at hallforda.com. Twitter's a little more challenging because it's my full first name, Rahsaan, R-A-H-S-A-A-N, D, the letter D, Hall. Rahsaan D. Hall, Twitter.
We appreciate you joining us today. We're going to bring this pop this whole interview up online too, so people can listen to it again. We'll welcome you back here on the 24th. We're going to do a forum with the current district attorney. Again, we appreciate you joining us today. Again, that's Rahsaan Hall. He's a Democrat. He's running for district attorney. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.